Sup? I'm resting and I'm just thinking out loud. Cue music. Okay, what's up? So, today I'm going to be reading this article that kind of makes me a little bit ticked off. Let's just read the title and you'll get the gist of the story. You probably already have seen this somewhere. New Jersey mayor calls LGBTQ rights an affront to God. I know many people have, I don't know people like that personally, but I know that there are so many people who would either say that that is a true statement or that that is not a true statement. Honestly, I think that God loves every single one of his children. That statement is 100% what I believe to be true. And if that is so, then he would also accept the LGBTQ community. So, people like that make comments like this, that say that LGBTQ is not, like, the LGBTQ community, like, God does not support them. God loves all of his children. He made the children, those children like that. And it just sickens me to see that people are still thinking like this. It's honestly really sad. Why can't we just accept people for who they are and have it be that? Let's just get into the article. We have more coming soon, so. Okay, let's read this article now. A New Jersey mayor called the LGBTQ right movement an affront to Almighty God. I do not believe that that is so, but he said that at a town council meeting and warned that people who support unrighteous laws will be held accountable. Good thing I am not in New Jersey. So, yeah. Barnegat Township Mayor Alfonso Cirulli, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but yeah. A former assistant principal began Tuesday by condemning a state law that requires LGBTQ inclusive material be taught in public school. He said the law crossed over the line into absurdity. Why is it absurd to include a community of people just because they have a different gender type, or just because they have a different sexuality? That doesn't make sense to me. And politicians have no right to promote the LGBT agenda. They have every right to support it. I mean, they have every right to support it because it's what they support, it's what they believe. And I know this is probably just this guy's personal opinion, but honestly, sometimes personal opinions just need to be in your own head. Just because this guy thinks that it's unjust for LGBTQ people to have inclusive material be taught in their schools does not mean that that should be a law that they can't have that. I don't know if you can hear how ticked off I am. I just think this is so stupid. He's being stupid, and honestly, I'm just gonna continue reading the article. He said, there is no hate or bigotry intended here. Yeah, right. Like, I believe that for a second. And that his comment did not represent the Barnegat Township Committee. Better not, because it's your personal opinion, and you have every right to that opinion, but I can honestly not respect that opinion because you're making comments like that. Barnegat Township's legislative body is called a committee. The town of about 20,000 is on New Jersey's South Shore. CNN has reached out to Cirulli for comment. In January, New Jersey followed California to become the second state in the country to require that public schools teach LGBTQ and disability inclusive curricula, which honestly I think that is a right way to go. We should include everyone in the learning curriculum, because whether people like it or not, LGBTQ, I betcha it's a part of history. It's been a part of history for ever. Like, it doesn't have to be even recorded. It's probably been around for quite some time. And, like, just, it just hasn't, it was just, like, back in the days that I'm thinking of, like, before it ever became something that people just were hearing about, it was probably kept a secret by most people, that they had feelings for someone of the same gender as them. There is no problem. I know I just stuttered. Today there shouldn't be any problem with people who are like that, yet there still is, and the main, like, I don't have issues with them. I support people who like, if a guy likes a guy, a girl likes a girl, that's okay, because love is love. But it's people that make comments like this, saying that God is not right, that it's a sin and all that to be part of the LGBTQ community or to be homosexual like that. It's just, people who say those things are honestly, in my opinion, very, very stupid. Cruelly also called out Garden State Equality, an LGBTQ advocacy organization that helped pass the bill. The group's executive director, Christian Fuscarino, told CNN he spoke to Cruelly Wednesday. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like he's going to be changing his opinion anytime soon. That's probably correct, but yeah. Fuscarino said, however, that Garden State Equality has a great working relationship with the Barnegat School District and called Cruelly an outlier, basically saying that he's practically the only one who wants to quit working with them. Like, I don't know if that could be what they're meaning to say, but sounds like it. In a statement posted on its website, Superintendent Dr. Brian Latwiss wrote that the Barnegat Township School District would comply with state guidelines. He wrote that they will do everything we can to navigate challenges and difficult situations with sensitivity to all members of this Barnegat family. Some community members complained to the police department about the mayor's comments. And at the committee meeting, one woman said she felt like we were in church just now. Yeah? I probably would feel like that too if I heard people saying comments in a, like, committee, court, meeting type situation. You know, I would probably feel that same way, because people, in my opinion, people have a right to be whoever they want, whatever they want, to love whoever they want. And yeah. Saying an official's personal beliefs don't belong in a government forum. You can have a belief that 2 + 2 = 5. It doesn't make it correct, she said. Cruelly said he will try to repeal the law, which would honestly be a stupid decision on his part, because I sounds like a lot of people in the school district for Barnegat would not support that, and it would just probably end up being a law again.
Alright, enough of that stuff. But honestly, that mayor is making a really stupid decision, in my opinion, if he's going to try repealing that law. That is a very stupid decision, in my opinion. And I can guarantee there's probably going to be a lot of people that are not so happy about that. If he succeeds, then if he does succeed, it's probably then going to be changed back into the LGBTQ community can have the right to be included in learning materials in school. Because they have a right to the inclusion of, like, they have a right to be included in that type of stuff. You know? Because the article said that the schools required LGBTQ inclusion materials, inclusive materials, as part of the curriculum of the schools, and I think that's a good way to go. But this mayor is trying to change that for the school district of Barnegat. And that's just not the smartest decision. But this next article that we're going to read is from the lineup.com. And it is called 19 Real Scary Ghost Stories That Will Haunt Your Dreams. So we're going to get into that next. Alright, 19 real scary ghost stories that will haunt your dreams. So, you think you've heard it all. They're really scary ghost stories. At this point, nothing can scare you. We beg to disagree. To prove there's still a wealth of fresh, scary stories, we asked our dear readers in the good people and the good people at Reddit to share their scariest stories. Planning on getting a good night's sleep tonight? Think again. These 19 real ghost stories will have you questioning that bump you hear in the night. I hear a lot of bumps in the night. It happens to be bats, possibly, in my walls, which is scary enough. But we're reading this anyways, so let's go. Number 1. 3 knocks in the dead of night. Okay. Something strange happened to Zombabe and their grandma. By the way, I don't know if I said the username right, but it's spelled XOMBABE, so, yeah. One night, they stayed up late watching The Walking Dead. Their grandma had never seen the show before, so they'd spent the past few nights binging late into the night. It was about 4 a.m. when the two turned off the television and the lights and called it a night. Their grandma went into her room, and our Reddit user went into the bathroom to brush their teeth. That was when they heard 3 knocks right behind them. Since the bathroom was connected to their grandmother's room, they assumed it was her checking to see if they were in the bathroom. They answered, but didn't get a response. When they left the bathroom and met their grandma in the hallway, she asked what the user wanted. Confused, the writer said that they thought she was the one knocking on the bathroom door. But grandma had also heard 3 knocks on her door and thought it was the Reddit user. As it turns out, they both heard the quiet, distinct knocks. They searched the house to make sure no one had broken in, double-checked the locks, and finally went to bed. Their grandma has one deceased son and one son that has been missing for almost a year now. The user believes that the Knox had something to do with the missing men. Perhaps they were trying to reach out to their beloved family. It could have just been strange house noises. Or, as I said with my house, probably critters in the walls. If none of those are correct, then that's some supernatural crap right there. Second one, the shoe in the riverbed. Just one shoe? You know, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, whenever I see a single shoe on the side of the road, have any of you ever seen those? It's always just one shoe. Like, the person in the car didn't think to just throw out the other one, because heck, why not? I just keep one shoe. A few years ago, Tauntaun Tom had just been through a rough divorce from their high school sweetheart. That's sad. Their best friend had taken to distracting them by taking long road trips. One morning they were on their way to Carlsbad, New Mexico, when they paused alongside a river dam. They were drinking cider and snacking when the pair decided to explore the dried riverbed, so there was no water in this riverbed. Okay. It was all dried up. It was obvious that they weren't the first ones to go trekking through the riverbed. The pair could see human, canine, and feline footprints in the mud. I was gonna say they don't discriminate because they added feline in there too, and I just hit the mic. I'm sorry. But, it's not that funny. It seemed funnier in my head, then I thought it through, and it's not funny. Yeah. They then recall starting to feel an odd sensation. Always trust your gut. If I had felt that same sensation, I would just be like, let's get out of here, not even continue. Like, they were being watched. I've had that feeling before. That is not a good feeling to have. Their friend caught the writer's attention and called them over. There was a bone in the ground, just a random bone. What they now believe was a spinal cord. Oh, what? Like, just part of it? Or, like, a whole thing? At first, they thought it was a beef or pork bone of some kind. They continued looking around the riverbed and they found a strange rust-colored rock sticking out from the sand. Okay, there's probably lots of rocks in that riverbed. But if it was just one sticking out of the sand, maybe that's a little weird. But when they got closer, they realized it was a half-buried little girl's shoe. What? No. The Reddit user stepped back and ran forward, preparing to kick the shoe. Suddenly, they heard a little girl's voice shout, "No! Don't! Please!" They looked around, but didn't see anyone besides themselves. And their friend. The friend asked why they stopped, and they replied, Didn't you hear that little girl? Both confused, they decided to shrug it off and continued on their way. Meanwhile, that feeling that someone was watching them grew stronger. At this point, just take your stuff and leave. Leave the place. Go back on the road. A few minutes later, they spotted another bone. Now they began to get scared. I would too. Probably. I don't know. The bone was clearly from a human. The friend called the non-emergency police number for Carlsbad, and they reported what they saw. 1 week later, they received a call from their friend at the Carlsbad police station that the car... you know what? Let me reread that. 1 week later, they received a call from their friend that the Carlsbad police station had called to report the bones they found were indeed human. So, there was a murder that took place there, or someone hid a body there, or someone was just buried there, a little girl was buried there, I don't know. During the investigation, the two were questioned and eventually informed that the rust-colored rock actually wasn't a rock at all, but the shell of a pickup truck that had disappeared along with the family of three it had been carrying, a man, a woman, and their daughter. It made the Reddit user think back to the girl's shoe sticking out of the mud, and the voice they heard. Could the little girl have spoken directly to them? So straight up, the little girl's remains of that family was found somehow. These people went missing. Something had to have happened to them, maybe they all died, and maybe there was more bones there that these users didn't see. Whoa. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of in shock. Three. Ouija board warning. Don't ever play with a Ouija board, first of all, if you don't know how to use it. Actually, even if you do, don't use it. Don't own one. Because it's like, if you try to get rid of it, you can't. They always show back up in your house or something, in your possession. Last year, small bean bean, with dashes in between, small and bean and bean and bean, went to a friend's house for a party. Around 1 in the morning, the group decided to use a Ouija board. I think the correct, if they wanted to actually get, this might be bad advice, and it technically is, so don't follow this advice, but if they actually wanted to, probably get more, they probably should have waited another 2 hours until 3 in the morning, because 3 a.m. is supposed to be the devil's hour, so. But they played it a little bit safe. A little bit. Not a lot. A little bit. By doing this at 1 in the morning. But they shouldn't have done it at all, so. The Reddit user was the only one who believed in accounts of the paranormal, so she was hesitant when her friends brought out the Ouija board, wouldn't anyone be hesitant, whether they believed in that type of stuff or not? But instead of giving her friends more reasons to tease her, when it came to the paranormal, she acted as if she didn't believe in such activity. Don't pretend to be something you're not just to please people. Don't pretend you don't believe in something if you actually do. Be yourself. And I just realized I don't really have my mic plugged in, but again, let me just do that real quick.
Okay, we good? Better sound quality? Okay, let's go. They began asking the board questions. They started with a few normal questions, like, what's your name, how did you die, something like that. Maybe, I don't know. And nothing really exciting happened. Then someone asked if the spirit wanted to hurt them. Don't do that if you don't actually want to know. And it responded with only one. So the rest of the people were fine. It was just one certain person that they wanted to hurt. The group started to get creeped out at this point. I would be too. I would be worried that I was the one that they wanted to hurt. And rightfully so. Yeah, rightfully so. I agree with that. When one friend asked the natural flow-up question, who, the board spelled out Natasha, the Reddit user's full name. It should be noted that she doesn't care for their full name and has everyone call her Tasha instead. Tasha then left the room while her friends continued playing, but found out later that night that the group forgot to say goodbye to the board. Number one rule of playing with a Ouija board: once you end it, say goodbye, or else the spirit will be ticked off. Anyone familiar with a Ouija board knows that closing the interaction with the spirit is crucial before stopping the use of the board. Needless to say, she was nervous. So this girl knew that you were supposed to say goodbye to the ghosties, or else they get mad and they start wreaking havoc. Maybe. Depends if it's a nice ghost or a bad ghost. After this, Tasha has no memory of the night. She only remembers getting a migraine and nosebleeds. Her friends took videos of her acting strangely, speaking with a changed voice, and a few instances of her talking in other languages. She straight up got possessed, in other words. However, that night wasn't the only time this happened. So the ghost kept possessing her. We don't know if it's a ghost, actually. It could have been a demon for all we care. Or for all we know. You know. In the days following, Tasha's parents reported the same things happening once again. She remembered nothing but migraines and nosebleeds. Hmm. About 2 weeks later, she was back to normal, or so she thought. Tasha was suddenly hospitalized for an excruciating pain in her kidney, so bad that it almost shut down. So this ghost is straight up trying to kill her, probably. The doctors tried everything but couldn't figure out what was wrong. Then, on the day she was scheduled for surgery, the pain suddenly stopped. One day later, Tasha was released. Since that incident, she has never felt like she was truly alone. Sometimes she feels someone grabbing her hands or neck, making it difficult to breathe. Again, whatever this thing is wants to kill this girl. It's trying to strangle her and whatnot. It's probably trying to kill her. Tasha has always believed in the paranormal, so she was the girl who was hesitant. She was the girl that was hesitant to use the board, but hid it. But this experience made it far more real for her than it would for just about anyone, probably. Scares at the nursing home is the next one, and my screen is not working. This is great. Oh. The webpage isn't responding. This is just nice. I'll be back. Alright. I reloaded the website and it's responding now. So number 4, scares at the nursing home. Yeah. That's... yeah. Swagman 434 is a dietary aid at a nursing home for people with Alzheimer's. Okay, that this story is maybe somewhat relatable for me, but I won't go into detail about that. And so he's a dietary aid, which those people just make the drinks, help serve the food, pour the people their coffee, stuff like that. I would know, because I just know. The thing is, I would know because I actually have that same type of job. And they have had some seriously scary encounters while working there. Their job mainly consists of washing dishes, and they're normally standing right next to the dishwasher, which makes it difficult to hear what people are saying. Okay, so maybe not completely the same as what I do, but... on numerous occasions, they have been by the dishwasher and heard someone talking to them even though they knew no one was nearby. One night, the writer went to collect food carts in one of their units alone. The whole time they were in the unit, they felt like they were being followed, fearing what they might see. They never turned around. Eventually, they pulled off, pretending to use the bathroom. They waited there for about 5 minutes, before peering into the hallway where they'd just been. There, they saw a patient they recognized. At first, this made them feel better, but soon they realized that it was a patient who had died 3 days prior in a unit near the kitchen. The user also relayed a second experience they had while washing the dishes on a different day. They asked the person they were washing with if he could go into Unit A and get the food carts. The third person who normally washed that with them had already left for the day, leaving the writer alone. Suddenly, they heard a voice in their ear. They turned around, but no one was there. Nobody was there at all. Nada. They even went into the hallway, but still saw nothing. As they returned to washing the dishes, it happened again. The second time, they realized it was the voice of their great-grandma, who passed away 7 years ago. Grandma's trying to die. Mom, great-grandma's trying to talk to me beyond the grave. Saying some weird thing about, like, I'm not doing the dishes at work correctly. Very spooky. 5. Threatening footsteps in the country. In 2013, XOMBABE, Zombabe, and their friends decided to make a Ouija board. So many stupid people playing with Ouija boards, playing with things that they should not be. And these people made one themselves? Stupid. Her best friend lives about a 45-minute drive from the closest store and nearest town, so there wasn't much to do. They had spent the day watching movies, but eventually got bored. So the user, her friend, and the friend's boyfriend and his friend decided to make a Ouija board. They're all stupid, then. About a week before they made the board, the two friends had been staying alone at the house when the Reddit writer woke at 6 a.m. to the sound of heavy footsteps in the hallway nearing the bedroom. She tried to wake her friend, but it was no use. She was a heavy sleeper. The footsteps stopped right outside the door. The writer waited, holding her breath for the door to open, but it never did. The next few hours she spent awake, waiting for something to happen. When both girls were finally awake by 11 that morning. Before either left the room, she told her friend what had happened the night before. And what her friend said in response chilled her to the bone. She said that for years she'd been hearing the same footsteps, and that they had always stopped right outside her bedroom. No one else had heard the footsteps until the writer. That night, they made their Ouija board. The group was messing around with it, not getting any real responses when they suddenly heard a loud bang in the back of the house. They decided to stop for the night. Did you say goodbye to it? No? 'Cause obviously that detail is not in there. The friend left to drive the other two home, leaving the Reddit user alone at the house. What? Being alone after hearing the loud noise and the footsteps made her nervous, so she turned on the television for a distraction. 'Cause that's what you do when you hear a noise, you don't get out of the house. That's what you do when you hear a noise when you're completely alone in a house. You just turn on the TV and distract yourself. And everything will be alright. No. It was not alright in this story. While she waited for her friend to return, in the middle of the opening credits, the television froze and started making loud buzzing noises. She tried to turn off the TV, but the remote wouldn't work. At this point, just get out of the house. Then she tried unplugging it, but it kept going. Again, I say, get out of the house. Don't touch the TV, just get out of the house. Wait for your friend outside of the house. Nothing will happen. Then, thoroughly freaked out, she went outside to wait for her friends to get back. Yes. She listened. She listened. She did the right thing. At this point, she had started shaking and crying. Oh, poor thing. And texted her friend explaining what had happened. Then the dog started barking at the living room door, viciously growling and snarling like they saw something no human could. Little fact about dogs, they can see things that people with, like, normal senses, other than the ones that are mediums, that see ghosts and feel certain things that normal people don't. Dogs are 100% like that. They see things that normal people cannot see. So, essentially, all dogs are mediums. 30 minutes later, her friend finally arrived back home. Both girls could hear the television from the porch, but when they went inside, it had completely shut off and was still unplugged. Neither are sure what exactly happened, but they're certain it was some kind of malevolent spirit. 6. Ghost in the house. The picture's kind of creepy. There's pictures that go along with these, by the way. I'll put the link in the description if you want to see these pictures. So, Mystic Gypsy 1976. Excuse me. Has always been into the paranormal and has experienced a fair number of encounters throughout their life. Recently married, they and their spouse Charlie moved into a beautiful little house in a quiet neighborhood where you'd think nothing of the paranormal sort would happen. Not in this story, because it's on this website, and if nothing had happened, it wouldn't be on this website. They had only been living there a short time when they started noticing strange occurrences. The first happened while Charlie was upstairs in bed, and they were downstairs watching television. Suddenly, he ran into the living room and asked if they had just been in the bedroom. They answered no, and Charlie panicked. He said that as he had been lying in bed, someone had pushed the blanket up to his feet, up so his feet were exposed, and a cold hand had caressed his foot. A ghost with a foot fetish. That's funny. To avoid the spirit, they moved their room to a different bedroom in the house, but the activity continued. It followed them. They heard heavy footsteps going up and down the stairs. Bowls and pans would spin clockwise on the counter. Dark, full-bodied figures would walk past their bedroom door and vanish. A knife was once lifted and thrown across the kitchen by an unseen force. And the dogs would bark into corners of the house. Nothing creepier than that. Yeah, just Sparky's just barking at the corner. There's nothing there. That's just completely normal. Yeah. Once they even looked up into the window of the master bedroom for some apparent reason, I don't know, and saw an elderly woman staring down at them. Okay, that's creepy. Eventually, the young couple had enough and talked with their neighbors to learn about the history of the house. They learned that the house had been built in the 1970s, and the elderly lady who had owned the house before them died at the age of 101. She lived a full century and a year. A century and a year. The two had no doubt this woman was the spirit tormenting the home, so the writer decided to go upstairs and make peace. They informed the spirit that they intended to remain in the house, and they promised to keep it nice. They offered to help her cross over, but also said she was welcome to stay if her presence became more peaceful. Since then, the couple has been living peacefully in the home, and the old woman occasionally makes herself known. Okay, that is all we have for now. Alright, that is all we have for now, since that last segment became a little bit lengthy. So I'm gonna try to make this out in, I'm just gonna try to make this outro as short as possible. But that first segment, people are stupid sometimes when, like, I know it's that guy's personal opinion, but he's making a stupid decision by trying to repeal the law that gives the LGBTQ community the right to have inclusion in the curriculum of schools. That's a stupid decision that he's trying to make. Guaranteed, if he succeeds in the repealment, a lot of people are gonna start hating him. Lot of people. But anyways, that's all we have for today, so stay safe out there, have a great day, a great life, a great whatever, and I'll see you next time. Bye!